Well, welcome, Rock. How long are you continuing? Because the footy season's finished. Is that the last we hear of that opener?
I'm not sure.
It's a bit unfair.
I'll have to have a look. I think I'm here for the rest of the year. I think next week.
All the way through.
Oh, maybe not. We on Dead Set Legends, we go up to November 24, I think. So I'll be around. So if you need me and you need content, you need a few laughs, I'm more than happy to come in.
When are we going through till 29th of November?
I've got no idea. I get told
till
nothing.
Till the cricket starts.
Do you want to be the cricket expert?
I could go down on the boundary and do some cricket stuff. I couldn't go worse than what you did when you tried to do footy.
They offered me double this footy season.
What is it with you and cricket and you and footy? Because footy, you fall apart. And cricket, you actually string a few words
together. I just try when we do the cricket.
Oh, you don't try with footy. That's not the attitude.
Crickle M trip it.
Crickle M, that's right. We're the Crickle M tripper. I forgot about that one. I need to ask you about grand final. Maybe it's like Sam Smith.
Just
plays
as long
like
as there's no European names.
The Peter Dutchman Thomas, versus
something
the Frenchman.
Easy. Grand final fallout, Sydney putrid, bit of an ordinary grand final, but Geelong, best team all year, deserved it.
Yeah, they certainly did. I think it surprised everyone. We expected it to be a cracking grand final, and Sydney had played some really good footy up until the grand final day, and about 15 minutes in, it was all over, and well done to Geelong. They were far too good on the day. They've been far too good for most of the season, so everyone wrote them off. I certainly did. I thought they were too old and over the hill, and they'd slide this year, but to their credit, they came back, and I'm not sure they can climb it again, but they give themselves a chance every year. And I've seen some stupid stat about Joel Selwood's career. Imagine having his career.
Oh,
like 257 wins.
Yeah, that's ridiculous. He had a 350.
Yeah.
Unbelievable. What about the finish to that too? Just the perfect way to go out. Yep. Unbelievable champion of the game.
An amazing way to go out. So him and Shane Crawford have had that moment, but the difference is Selwood's got four of them. Crawford got one at the end. So, absolute superstar of the competition though. A lot of people knock the way Joel plays. I don't understand it. He's hard. They think he gets a lot of high free kicks. It was a technique that he used really well throughout his career, but he was as tough as anyone in the game. One of the hardest matchups. I'm sure you may have ran with him at certain times, but some of the guys that we've lost this year, I'd nearly put it down to one of the best years of retirees that we've had. Mm. Mundy, Selwood, Gray, Edwards from Richmond, Ryder, both Josh Kennedys. Like, they're some cracking names that have retired this year.
Some 300 games, a lot of 300 games there too. Hey, we've just heard news that it's been reported by Mark Robinson that Brad Scott's got the Essendon job. Surprise? Sort of a late entrance into the running. Are you surprised with that? Or they did mention they wanted some experience.
Yeah, it is a bit of a surprise. I thought he was pretty happy at the AFL, the cushy type job. Hopefully we can get rid of some of those rules, the stand and whatnot. But they had to wait till the end of the season to interview him. They couldn't have compromised that. He's a footy operations manager and you can't interview him while the AFL season's still going on. So they would have done their homework on him, and he was obviously the favourite going in. They want some experience to come in. So I think it's a good appointment. He had a pretty good record at North Melbourne, just couldn't get him through those prelim finals into that big dance. But you look back at the year that he coached against, it was a tough time to win grand finals. They're always hard to win. So he has a pretty good coaching record.
Just on Brad Scott, and you mentioned the stand rule. Love to hear your thoughts on where the game's at, because I love the final series. So did the stand rule, you don't think, had anything to do with that?
I don't think so. They should take it away. I speak to a lot of older people that within my neighbourhood or back home and whatnot, and there are a lot of people are turned off by hearing just the umpire saying stand all the time. So even if they took the microphones away from the umpires and didn't play it through the TV, it may entice them a little bit more. I think the final series is always great. I think at the start of the season, it's always over umpired. And the thing with finals are you get the best umpires.
Yeah.
So they've spoken about bringing in an extra umpire next year. I don't know if it's needed. I think if you have the best doing the best games, it always works well. So I wouldn't tinker with it too much. Ex-players, we always like to say that it was better when we used to play, but it's a pretty good product at the moment, and the high scoring, I think, is a good thing. You don't want to see more free kicks coming in the game, though.
Mm. Well, I actually, for what it's worth, I like the stand rule. I think it opens up the corridor and they can play on quicker.
Yep.
Hey, the trade week opens next Monday, the 3rd. Any surprises, you think? Isaac Rankin, is that deal getting closer? Josh Dunkley won the best and fairest last night, end up at Brisbane, no problems?
Yeah, there's a bit to play out there. I reckon Brisbane have got a big trade period in front of them. Gunston's committed to them. Dunkley, how do they all fit in? Mm. I'd imagine they'd be pretty tight on their cap with
McStay leaves, I suppose.
McStay leaves, but they've brought in Neil, Cameron. Some of the players that they've brought in over the last few years, they'd have to pay Andrews a fair bit to keep him. Gardner re-signed today. So Brisbane may squeeze and might have to get a couple out. We know they've got some really good kids that they want to get in through the father-son. So there's a fair bit to play out. To go, Essendon, do they have that conversation now as well?
Be happy with Jack Graham at Port?
Yeah, I think it'd be a good fit. The sleeping one that still, there's enough noise around is Cozzy Pickett. I still think he's a possibility.
Gettable, you reckon?
I think he's a possibility of being Port Adelaide colours next year.
Jeez, that'd be a big one for Port Adelaide. Big loss for Melbourne. Hey, just quickly before we let you go, Crows BNF tonight. Rory Laird just wins that?
Yeah, I think so. I think he'll win it by the length of the straight. I think he had a really good season, super consistent, and that's what goes into winning best and fairest. If you play well every week for your team, you generally win the best and fairest. I've won a couple.
So have I, actually. Bluey?
No. Oh, for the Redbacks, yes. How many? I think a couple, three, four.
Get rid of him, gee.